For Theatre Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
They're back again for their 28th year, Buffalo Quickies. It's the annual festival of one-act plays at the Alleyway.
Yeah, and this time the Playwrights Circle Alleyway started a Playwrights Circle, and four local playwrights contributed short plays, so some local writers definitely included.
What's a Playwrights Circle? What do they do?
They workshop and develop work together, supportive of each other, talk about playwriting.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And of course, the most difficult part of being a new playwright is getting your work done, so nice little incentive, so at least these short works will get done. There's been a huge discussion of opportunities for local playwrights in the past few weeks, as some theaters have had difficulty writing those checks to pay for rights for famous plays. And someone pointed out, you know, you could help a local writer. And any great theater town, in part, has become a great theater town by developing local writers. It's how Dublin became Dublin.
I guess you're right. Yes. Yeah. Well, they're up April 11th through May 4th, so plenty of opportunities to get to the Alleyway. And I gather we're both smitten, not with a local stage show, but an FX series called Fosse Verdon.
Yeah, I hosted a viewing party for episode one, and there are seven more to go. It's pretty exciting. And it's Michelle Williams as Gwen Verdon and Sam Rockwell as Bob Fosse. And in my world, I don't need to explain who they are.
Oh.
Bob Fosse, major choreographer, director, dancer in the movies and on Broadway, won an Oscar for directing Cabaret, and he was married to Gwen Verdon, the great Broadway actress dancer who won four Tonys, including originating roles in, well, Can-Can made her a star, but she was the original Charity in Sweet Charity, the original Roxy Hart in Chicago.
And you actually got to see her.
More than once, yeah. I saw the original Chicago with Gwen Verdon and Cheetah Rivera and Jerry Orbach as a teenager, mesmerized by it, wrote to Gwen Verdon. She wrote back.
Oh, now that's the star of the old school.
Absolutely. And I saw her very final performance on a stage ever at Lincoln Center, a Sweet Charity reunion, where she did the scene there's a scene in a closet where she's smoking and she has to blow the smoke into a garment bag. And the second she walked out onto the stage, just stopped the show as the audience applauded for a full 5 minutes. And backstage, Bebe Neuwirth was backstage, Debbie Allen, Cheetah Rivera, multiple other actors who had played Charity. And Cheetah said to the others, "Ladies, there is no reason for any of us to go back out there." The audience has seen what they came to see, Gwen Verdon. Huge star, but of the stage. She did do the film version of Damn Yankees, where she's the original Lola, and choreography that I think we will find in the series. She was more collaborative than people are aware. People describe this Fosse choreography, but so much of the Fosse choreography is, in fact, Gwen Verdon.
I think the series is very faithful to that. They make no bones about it, especially in the scenes in Berlin where things are not going well and Gwen hops on a plane and gets over there.
Intervenes, deals with Cy Fuhrer.
And says, I speak Fosse.
It's my native tongue. And she just smooths over, takes care of everything. And in the Sweet Charity sequence that it begins with, you get a sense of that as well as she's helping direct the chorus girls, including Bianca Marroquin as Cheetah Rivera on the bar there. Buffalonians have seen Bianca if they saw Chicago at Shays. Bianca was Roxy. And so in this film, she says, "Wait for episodes 6 and 7. I'm Velma." And the creative team behind the television series is really impressive. Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator of In the Heights and Hamilton, as the executive producer and bringing in some of his top Broadway talent, including your favorite choreographer,
Andy Rankin-Bueller, and all of the executive producers, including Bob Fosse and Gwen Verdon's daughter. So we have to believe that it's probably pretty close to at least her memory.
Her memory. Or how she wants it to be remembered. Right.
Anyway, it's on TV Tuesday nights on FX. And if you are a fan of Broadway, you've got to start watching Fosse Verdon.
Oh, and next week, the episode is called Who's Got the Pain, which Broadway fans will know is a Damn Yankees reference, Who's Got the Pain, when they do the mambo. And it goes back to the beginning of their relationship when they first meet.
Well, we've been talking about TV for a bit. So one TV star most people know from Will and Grace, both the original and the redo, is Megan Mullally. And I understand she was in the play that's coming to the New Phoenix Theater.
Annapurna, yeah. Lisa Ludwig will play the role. It's the story of a woman who hunts down the husband she walked out on 20 years before. And he is living in a trailer, in squalor, off the grid. And she has come back with a purpose, which will be revealed through the course of this rather engaging conversation. So we learn a lot about their relationship, and we learn why she has come looking for him. So that's coming up, a play that's not been seen locally before, which is kind of cool.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.